lot of wild fruits and trees, bushes out in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different kinds of berries.
Are there any that people avoid? You know, some berries are poisonous or have a bad taste. Okay, what's the kind of a berry has a rough surface to it. Sometimes it's red, sometimes it's black.
Cherry tree?
Cherry? No, I was going for raspberries. You have raspberries around here?
Not much.
Not much? Okay. Okay. Okay, some berries, and this goes to poison ivy too. Well, if you're talking about berries, if you were warning somebody not to eat a certain berry because it's bad for you, you might say, don't eat that. That's if it's got poison in it. If you say, I would tell you, don't eat that one. It's...
it make you sick.
Or just using one word, don't eat that. It's...
poison.
Okay. Fine. I may not know what... what's a tall bush that has pink and white flowers? Dark green leaves, the pink and white flowers. It sometimes grows 15, 20 feet high.
Sunflower?
No, you wouldn't know what it is. It's
no.
Mountain laurel or rhododendron.
No, you got me that one.
You ever heard of rhododendron? We have them back in East Tennessee a lot. Well, you'll know what this one is. What's a large flowering, very, very large flowering tree that has big white flowers to it? Big white flowers, and it's got a seed pod. Big seed pods about the size of a cucumber. Large white flowers. You have a town in the state by that name, down near...
Magnolia.
Okay. Down near... do you have any magnolias around here, Little Rock?
Not too many, I don't suppose there's a dozen trees.
Oh, really? Oh, they're so pretty. Okay, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she wants to consult somebody else, she says, well, I have to ask, let's say if you were going to talk about her husband, if you were going to ask her husband first, she said, well, I don't want to make up my own man, I have to ask...
my husband.
Okay. Okay, would she ever say, I have to ask my old man?
Any term, yes.
Okay.
My husband.
Okay. Is that a courteous term, my old man?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Well, what about among older people? I know as it's used today, it isn't a very courteous term. But did it ever used to be courteous?
It did one time, yes.
By older people?
By older people.
And how was it used? Would a woman use it to refer to her husband, or would a
my
son?
My old man or my old lady.
Okay, if you said that, would that, if you said my old lady, would that refer to your...
that wouldn't be a compliment.
It wouldn't?
No.
Even back then?
You're expressing what they are, but it wouldn't be a compliment.
Does that refer to your wife or to your mother?
Well, it could be any old person.
Any other? Okay.
Kind of derogatory.
Okay. And same thing for my old man?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, a woman whose husband has died is called a...
widow.
Okay.
Called a grass widow.
A grass widow?